Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
This is the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Avenelis of the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. Mexico, the overwhelming significance of the Morena Party's election of Claudia Sheinbaum, former mayor of Mexico City, is that first female chief executive in North America, a technocrat, an English speaker, and in the presentation during the campaign, someone who's interested in clean water and internet for all, two very available goals. And now we come to how the markets are reacting to Claudia Sheinbaum's election. Bank of Mexico says it could act to restore order, as in quotes, in market. This according to the governor of the Bank of Mexico, Victoria Rodriguez. Professor, I believe that's a very careful way of saying that the peso has been in retreat ever since the people chose Claudia Sheinbaum. Why and what can be done about it? What's driving the peso down? Because she looks extremely stable.
Absolutely, John. Yeah, the peso has fallen about 10% since the June 2 election of Sheinbaum, reflecting the fact that a number of investors basically want to get their money out of Mexico. But as you pointed out, it's not so much about Claudia Sheinbaum, who's seen as a responsible technocrat, probably much more knowledgeable about business issues than Liz AMLO. Indeed, some of Sheinbaum's own initiatives with respect to her intent to promote nearshoring, to promote the green energy sectors and other things are probably relatively sensical from a investment standpoint. The things that has investors spooked really is the new unpredictability of the legislative environment. Because what happened with the Morena Party is that in addition to winning the presidency and about three quarters now in total of the states, which is something very, very important. They have captured two-thirds of control of the Mexican lower house and almost two-thirds of the Senate. And matter of fact, with the Green Party, the PVM, they actually have more than two-thirds in both. And so with more than two-thirds in both the lower house and the Senate, that gives Morena the possibility of making a lot of constitutional changes. One of the big ones that they're talking about right now is judicial reform, which would have, for example, the direct election of judges. So essentially the idea that the courts, which AMLO has always been resentful about because they blocked some of his fourth transformation initiatives, now could be yet another arm of the voting for Morena and Morena mobilization if that goes through. But there are also things having to do with other types of reforms of electoral bodies in which AMLO was also unsuccessful during his previous period in office. There actually will be a period of about a month because of the way that the political transition in Mexico works. Before Sheinbaum comes into office, in which AMLO will still be in charge, but he will have potential access to this two-thirds supermajority in which he could actually put into place constitutional changes that would be the legacy even before Sheinbaum comes in. Now, Sheinbaum herself has said that she supports AMLO and potentially this judicial reform, although she wants to have a commonsensical debate about it. But at the end of the day, it's that prospect of being able to change the Constitution from essentially a somewhat bitter populist leader on his way out that wasn't able to get these things in before that is really what has investors spooked more than what could be coming with Sheinbaum herself.
Migration, a huge story in Europe. Where the European Union vote dominated the conversation. Migration is certainly a large story in the American elections. And migration Mexico, that's the chief contribution, I believe, to this debate that Claudia Sheinbaum has brought so far, saying she's ready to talk to the U.S. about migration and trade. Right now, there's confusion. I've used the metaphor of a tennis match. Sometimes you look right, sometimes you look left on policy about migration. The headline suggests that there is the possibility immigrant rights groups sue to block Biden asylum ban at U.S.-Mexico border. This is looking at the American side of the tennis match. In other words, there's nothing fixed here right now. To your understanding, what did Sheinbaum say during the campaign? What does she represent as mayor of Mexico City about migration? Does she benefit by leaving it unfixed the way AMLO did these last years? Or is she in a position to strengthen her relationship with the U.S. in the new administration?
Well, John, I think she's certainly in a position to strengthen the position with the U.S. On a range of different issues. Indeed, I think that you see kind of the convergence of Biden administration positions and her positions on social issues, environmental issues, and other things suggest that the relationship will be both warm and positive, helped by the fact that she is an English speaker that will play well to U.S. audiences, depending on who wins in the U.S. in November. But you've also seen both under AMLO and probably continuing now a certain amount of cooperation on migration issues. And indeed, it was interesting that basically one of President Biden's trusted national security advisors, Elizabeth Sherwood Brandel, was actually just in Mexico, had a meeting with Sheinbaum, with our ambassador there, Ken Salazar, in which apparently they talked about these exact things, security, migration, and trade. My understanding was it was a fairly positive kind of initial get to feel you out meeting. So I think you'll continue to see that as an issue where I suspect Sheinbaum will cooperate with the United States in different ways. Although, as you also point out, it is something that, as the U.S. approaches its election, is becoming an increasingly contentious issue. We not only had something like 3.2 million official border counters, according to CBD last year, including about 1.7 million gotaways. But just days ago, of course, you had this signature issue where you had eight individuals from Tajikistan that apparently were caught on tape by CBD talking about a possible terrorist plot and had to be arrested, which really kind of reflected the fact that with all of the people coming across the U.S. border, it creates a range of issues which are vital for U.S. security. It has to do with Chinese military age males coming through, some 24,000 Chinese crossing the border. It had to do with people on the terrorist watch list. Some 350 people intercepted have been on the terrorist watch list. So there is a lot of contentious dimensions in which what's happening with the U.S. and the U.S. electoral cycle interface with pressure on the incoming Sheinbaum administration to continue to work with us on these vital border issues.
Professor, what is Mercosur? I saw it come up a deal in the European Union elections, very upsetting to some of the countries of the 27 that participate. And it involves the Americas, I understand that, certainly Brazil as a food producer, but does it also involve Mexico? Is everybody touched by Mercosur? And what seems to be the friction?
Mercosur is the common market of the South, John. It's changed slightly in its composition over the years, but it's principally a Southern Cone, a South America phenomenon. Brazil and Argentina are the two big anchor economies, although Paraguay and Uruguay are also critical members with a handful of others. With respect to the European Union, as you mentioned, Mercosur has negotiated, at least was negotiating, a free trade deal with the European Union, but European sensitivities over agriculture with Argentina and Brazil being big agricultural exporters basically killed that. And essentially, it would appear that Europe's shift to the right, as we saw with European parliamentary elections, mean that the already long dead EU-Mercosur trade deal will probably continue to stay stalled. Having said that, it's also interesting that Mercosur's relationship with others has long been complicated. There was talk about maybe a China-Mercosur trade deal. There was talk about Uruguay negotiating its own trade deal with China because it was frustrated that it couldn't get access to the Chinese market and enhanced through Mercosur. And one of the other difficulties with Mercosur is that the big players tend to shift back and forth in terms of who's protectionist and who's not. And so, previously under Jair Bolsonaro in Brazil, you had a market-oriented Brazil that wanted to take Mercosur one way, and you had a leftist, peronist-oriented Argentina that wanted to take Mercosur another way. Now it's flipped. Now you have a libertarian Argentina that wants to take Mercosur one way, Once again, a leftist Brazil with Lula back that wants to take Mercosur the other way. So it's really the common market of the South, but a really big block. One of the interesting things about countries like Paraguay, we often overlook, part of the attractiveness of Paraguay is like Mexico produces for the U.S. market with the maquiladoras, Paraguay oftentimes touts, nobody ever pays attention to this, but Paraguay touts its ability to produce for the great big next door market in Brazil, just like Mexico touts its ability to produce for the great big market in the U.S. And so oftentimes overlooked here in Washington, but a very important trade bloc for the Southern Cone and for South America, John.
Does it involve Mexico at some point, or does America buy all of Mexican food?
Mexico is not a official member. Mexico's politics and geographic orientation, of course, focused on the U.S. market. But there is certainly an analogy in that the U.S. Mexico Canada USMCA free trade agreement basically positions Mexico as that low-cost producer with value chains looking towards the U.S. market. And all the questions about, Chinese producers coming into Mexico to get access to the United States. If you look at Mercosur, some of the same questions of the Brazil-Argentina anchor markets, and then the smaller producers like Uruguay, but especially Paraguay, producing into that. So some of the same issues, but different sub-region, and to date, it's been Mexico is not linked to Mercosur.
There's a new celebrity in the Americas. He also happens to be the president of Argentina. We're headed to Buenos Aires. Professor Evan Ellis, the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. This is the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.